waiting to see. Blackstock's longest pass, I believe, was the one to McPhee. It was just down the middle.
Yep.
Was that maybe a 10-yard pass
about
down the middle?
Yard pass, yep.
Blackstock, he can throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen a 20, 30-yard pass from him. And they're running split receivers, two wide on each side. They've usually been running the, depending on what way they go, left side, the nth receiver, that split, always in motion. Always in motion. There's something going on, but they are trying to spread it out. And I think Bad X is just looking for that opportunity.
Yep. And I cannot give either coaching staff enough credit. Both these teams, they came and prepared. This is a hard-hitting game so far. Neither team is giving up, and we are in for a great second half.
Yeah, nobody's showing a steam. I mean, we've had, other than three breakaway plays, LeGault had two of them, and then we had Kretschmer up the middle. And just came within a yard.
And the turf monster got Kretschmer.
That 10-yard line that was painted twice caught him. But, you know, sometimes you can run faster than your feet.
Yep.
But he had one heck of a breakaway. So we got 6:26 to go here in the halftime with the Lakers 6, the Bad Axe Hatchet 7. Kurt Damrow along with Stephen Kaczynski bringing you tonight's ball game on Cruise 102.1 FM, your game of the week. We'll take a really great break here. Laker band playing, beautiful weather, and we've got a Super Bowl game.
Yes.
So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhones, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Steven, that is some perfect music to bring us back in out of that. Oh, what a great intro, because you know what? That pretty much describes tonight's ball game. here at Laker Field with this knockdown, drag them out, everything, just fisticuffs going at it here in the dirt. 7-6 is the score. Hatchets are on top by one. Welcome back to Laker Field. Kurt Damrow along with Steven Kaczynski bringing you the WLEW Game of the Week, the Elk and Pigeon Bayport Laker homecoming, hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets.
You know, this game so far, it is, you know, we've said it a few times now, it is exactly what you think of when you think of Bad Axe and Lakers. You said, the teams are hitting, these teams are not giving up. These offenses are having to scratch and claw for 1 ounce
on
offense, and they're not getting anywhere. As you can see, only 7-6 here, with both of these teams are averaging over 30 points a game, and it's 7-6 right now at the half.
I just have this feeling that not one team, though, here in the second half, Stephen, is going to bust it loose, but I think we're going to see some more offense. It's been defensive battle. They've been both teams strong up front with the lines on the hatchets. There's been, both teams look exactly the same.
And most of the time, both defenses are playing spectacular, but most of the time a defense is only going to be able to hold up for so long, and you're going to find a hole. An offense is going to break loose. It's just which defense can limit the number of plays that the opposing offense can get on them.
And if you watch the plays out there, everybody's hitting someone.
Yes.
There's 11 guys hitting. 11 contacts from 22 players on every play.
Yep.
If you can get close to somebody, they're all hitting someone. When Hatchets have the ball on the offense, they're getting the downfield blocks. Now, Lakers, when they had some downfield blocks, really good ones, that big breakaway by Kretschmer was about a 70-yard run.
Yep.
You could see the Lakers really, sometimes the line broke down a little bit, a few plays. Bad Axe would get in. Bad Axe would break down a little bit. Lakers would get in. But that one play with the Lakers where Kretschmer broke away, you saw everybody on the Laker team, somebody blocked and got on somebody. Yeah. Verberg will see that. He sees that, and you know that's going to come out by the coach. Here at halftime for the Lakers, guys, did you see what you did? What could happen when everybody gets their man? That's when we move the ball down the field.
And on that play, the Red Sea parted.
Right.
It was supposed to be a sweep on that play. But the Red Sea parted in the middle. Give Kretschmer credit.
Kretschmer did it.
He found the hole. He took it up the middle. He went and, he set that touchdown up.
Yeah.
On the other side, Bad Axe, you lead Blackstock, a great throw, get him down to the goal line. And again, Bad Axe offensive line, great blocking to get Bad Axe on the end zone on that play. So both offensive lines are playing spectacular so far tonight.
We haven't seen McCain let loose with a pass yet either. I mean, nothing to speak of anyways.
There's
a lot of different things we have not seen.
Yes.
We know both teams can do that they didn't even show in the first half.
And that is a little more prototypical of this Laker offense. It is not so much quarterback driven. McCain can throw.
Yes.
Verberg's offense, it is predicated on those running backs. McCain, you'll see McCain a few times, take a quarterback keeper. But McCain, when they need him to, McCain can throw. McCain is an accurate quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think we're going to see that ball in the air a little bit more here in the second half. We've got 1:50 to go here. Halftime, if you're just joining us, we are here at Laker Field in a beautiful night. Temperature outside right around 56 degrees. They said it's supposed to drop down to freezing tonight. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I'm sitting here watching Bad Axe kicker Micah Gordon warm up, and he just kicked. That field goal would have been good from 30, 35 yard out. This kid has a leg on him.
Yeah, he's kicking it from the 40-yard line towards the goalpost. Well, and it could come. I would have my kicker out there, too, if I had a big, strong leg like that from Lakers.
Yep.
My kicker would be out there getting ready because guess what? This game's going to be down to the last minute before you know it. And the weapon that the Bad Axe Hatchets have is right there.
Absolutely.
Is that you've got a kicker.
Yep.
So, you get yourself within 20 yards of that goalpost, you're there.
That is a great security blanket for a coach to have, knowing that you do not have to have a score. You have a kicker who has got a leg on him. He's accurate, and he can win you the game down at the end of the fourth quarter if he needs to.
We are broadcasting a number of ways tonight, so we do hope you're watching us either on the Laker camera here, the Pixel